Yud Aleph Mao Cheshvan, Tuesday the 31st of October, Dayan Levi Yitzchok Raskin, Halachos of Separating Challah.
Good morning, and as always a pleasure to be here. What's the connection of challah to this time of the year? So the opening of our sedra, we have where the malachim come to Avraham Avinu's tent, and he says to Sarah, Mahari, he says her, Lushi Avasi Ugois. Make Shloish Seim Kemach Soiles, take flour and make it into cakes. The word Ugo means round, similar to the word Ogul, and hence the word Kugul, which means like Kugul. It's like a round, so probably the German Kugel, I don't know how you pronounce it, what you call those little dots on top, comes apparently from Ke'ugol, or Ke'igul, in Polish Yiddish, Ke'igul, Ke'igul. And so the word Ugo means round. So that's where the typical matzah would be, a round matzah. It was Pesach. So Lushi Vasi Ugois. I haven't yet found out. Rashi says that Lepoyol Sora became Tmeo, and therefore the matzahs were not served to the Malachim. Why did Sora deserve that her efforts were not actually delivered? I don't know. But meanwhile, what I did see, a fascinating thing, is that Avraham Avinu says to Sora, Lushi Vasi Ugois. The word Losh means to need, K-N-E-A-D. So Lushi Vasi Ugois. In reward for the Lushi Vasi Ugois, the Yidden were rewarded by Olush. When they traveled out of Mitzrayim, they came to a town or a district called Olush, and that's where they were given the bracha of the mon. So Bikschar the Lushi Vasi Ugois, they were blessed with the mon at the town called Olush. Okay, so that's getting us a bit warmer to the union of challah, because the reason why we have Lechem Mishneh or every Shabbos is Zeichel Amon, that they were given the Lechem Mishneh on Friday, they had a double portion. So therefore, when we talk about the word challahs, right away we think of the Shabbos loaves, and that's connected to, obviously, to the Mon. So that's my connection to the Parsha Sashavua. Maybe a bit tenuous, but I don't think it's that far off. We have this confusion between the word challah in Yiddish and the word challah in Halacha. The word challah in Yiddish, perhaps in Hebrew also. I think Rashi mentions in Chumash, the word challah means a tort, which means a loaf. Tort, I think he uses it. In Yiddish, the word for a cake is tort. Similar to the word tart in English. Okay. But then we have the word challah, when we use it in a halacha context, we mean setting aside, when you make a dough, to take away a section of it, which in the times of the good days, it would be given to the Kohen as one of the 24 Matnos Kohuna. Nowadays, because we are Tomei, that piece is not eaten, and therefore we take a minimal amount and we destroy it. What I'm addressing here is, Baruch Hashem, there's been a resurgence, if I may say, of challah baking, and I'm looking at it from a halacha perspective. The situation which, once you get these groups making challah, the shaila which I have is the following. If one person makes a large dough with the intention to divide it to several people in the dough form before baking, if someone makes a dough, a large batch of dough, which has got inadequate shear, whatever the shear is, whether it's 5 pounds, whatever it may be, whatever the correct amount is, the minimum amount is, but if they make the
original dough with the intention of dividing it to several people. And each one will get less than a shiur challah. So Isa ha'asuyo lechalik, the Mishnah, it's a halach in Shechonoruch, Isa ha'asuyo lechalik is potur min ha'challah. So if one woman stands there with five women around her and mixes a large batch of dough with the intention that each woman will go away with 1 pound of challah, 1 pound of dough, and then bake it, we have here a problem that there's no mitzvah of hafroshas challah. They've lost the mitzvah of hafroshas challah because it was lechatchila made to distribute to several people before baking. That's my problem over here. I'm talking here whether there's a mitzvah of challah. Right. There's no if it's iso ha'asuyo lechalik to small portions, each one with less than the required amount. So then the whole lot is exempt from challah. There's no mitzvah.
That's only if they're going to different people.
Correct.
Not if you're just breaking it up into small rolls.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That for sure. Yes.
So what's your problem?
My problem here is that I have here. Let's go step by step. Yeah. So I have here a nursery. And there's an auntie, Ganenet, in the nursery, and it's a Thursday-Friday activity with the children, and she's going to make a big dough, and then each child, it's a beautiful thing, each child is going to be given a little bit of dough, they're going to shape their challah, and they're going to bake it, and they're going to, each child is going to go home with, you know, in a little tin foil tin, and they're going to have their challah which they make. Beautiful.
Even though they're under batonage.
So now this is my question. This principle of Iso Ha'asuyo Lechalek, does it now become a problem that there's no mitzvah because each child is going to go home with a less than a shiachal? So, of course, here, as you so rightly mentioned, because the children are very small children, they do not have kinyonim, and therefore I could say that so long as they are still in the nursery, all of those chalas, all of those loaves belong to the management of the nursery, yeah. So it hasn't been distributed. So that we can deal with.
It distributed after it was baked.
That's okay. It's isa suyul chalik in the dough form. That's the problem.
Sorry.
Yes.
Were all the ladies shutfim in the first dough?
That's what I'm going to address.
Or did it belong to one person and then it's been given
Meanwhile, I've just spoken about a kindergarten class.
Yeah.
But now you're dealing with the obvious, which has become beautiful to be involved groups of ladies coming together and doing a challah bake. Now, the practicalities are that to make each one should make a shiur of challah, which, if you know in your home, means each woman going away with at least three large loaves. The logistics of each woman baking such a large amount in that central thing makes the logistics so much harder. You have places where you've got 500 women coming together. So if each one bakes a single challah, it's also a very big undertaking. But each one should go home with three or big loaves. It's poshut bagashim, it's difficult to arrange. And therefore, they prefer to make each one mix 1 pound, 2 pounds, and so therefore you have this problem. Yeah. So now, so you say if each woman is going to be given 2 pounds of flour and with her own bowl and mixing it, that's for sure each one has done less than a shiur challah, and they can't do a hafroshas challah with it, with a certain not with a brach. So what's the other solution? That one woman will make a 10 pound dough and give each woman one pound, let's say. Still, that doesn't solve the problem because it is suha suya lechalik. That's my problem. So what I've tried to encourage is the following. That of each dough, one woman would retain a shiur challah. She's going to go home, taka, with a quantity which is chayav v'challah. The other women will have smaller amounts, they will not make a brocha. They'll listen, she'll make a brocha. So that's one approach. Not even, according to what I've just said, it's a Isa Ha'asuya Lechalik,
Wait a second. The one form would be that one woman would make a larger amount, the other woman would make small amounts from scratch. Their does will be exempt from challah. Her, the leader of the group, will have a larger batch. She'll make a bracha. The others will be doing a beautiful mitzvah of preparing bread for Shabbos, but not hafroshes challah.
Should not be
made. No. I asked before, are you talking about the hafrosha?
I'm talking about mitzvah hafrosha. If there's a mitzvah hafrosha, then there's a bracha. If there's no mitzvah hafrosha, no.
No, there's a different shurim out there.
Right. In other words, you're saying if there's a kind of...
Hafrosha's on one shurim.
Okay, because you're entering this up. Yeah. So let's say, Takia, in one place, in Brazil, in Mechutin, see, what they arranged is that there are different shurim, and they made that each one gets, mamish, the minimum shurim. Like this, so, and then they can make hafrosha, they can have the mitzvah of hafrosha. Yeah. The bracha also, they can be yotze, but at least they have the mitzvah of hafrosha. You're right. But here, listen to an interesting thing. If you do have a shir challah, and it's one woman is going to take home a shir challah, now she's got spares. So again, I've got here 10 pounds of dough. 5 pounds of that dough I'm going to take home. But I'm going to give you a pound, I'll give you a pound. So you are also, your piece of dough is chayiv v'challah. Because it's from my batch, and my batch is chayiv v'challah, so your piece from my batch is also chayiv v'challah. Again? The minimum of shir challah is 5 pounds, let's say. I make a dough 10 pounds. So and I'm going to go home with 5. So that this dough is chayiv v'challah. I'm giving you 1 pound of challah. But it's from a dough which is chayiv v'challah. Oh, no, because that's when it's asur l'chalik, each portion will be pachas and kashir. But here, if I'm going to take home a shir, so the dough is chayiv v'challah, so now every chelik mimenu, even, so therefore, theoretically, you could make, one woman will make 10 pounds, and give each woman even a half a pound, and every woman will be able to make a bracha on her piece, because there's one woman is going to retain a shir. In Lomdus it sounds good. I was very discouraging to take that approach. Because to say that women will come, Bichlal, they buy their challahs from Grzinski. Or whatever. We're doing commercials, yeah? They buy their challahs. They're going to come once a year, they're going to do the challah baking event. And they're going to learn that you can take challah from one small loaf. You're misleading them. Even though you are right, Lahalocha. That because it's from a larger batch, one woman's going to have the ganze lomdus is good. It's good for the lomdus. It's good for a koilom.
5 pounds is more than the all the rest.
So therefore, that each woman should take challah with a brocha from a small loaf, although it's correct la halacha, because there is one woman who's chayiv b'challah, one dough. I felt that's misleading.
No, he's asking. Surely the lady who makes the full brocha on the 5 pounds.
Yes.
Is puttering the entire Esau with her brocha.
Lavdavka. In other words, if she hasn't taken challah yet, every chelik mimenu is chayav v'chal. So in the Lomdus is good. And if she has in mind not to be piter, and it's written in Poskim, there used to be places where the baker made large batches of dough and gave each balabosta a smaller amount of dough to take home, and the post could justify it because the baker is chayiv v'challah from what he's keeping for himself, so to speak. So the smaller amounts are chayiv, but it's misleading.
But in Grzinski, the most they're made by
goyim. That's ownership of Yidden. It's ownership of Yidden, therefore it's chayiv v'challah. Let me ask you the following. Is it... Here I have a similar, a related shaila. There's a woman on Shlichus somewhere in up north, near a university campus, and one way of involving the female students is to come and prepare for Shabbos. So Thursday night, we're going to have an activity, and the studentkes are going to come along, and they're going to all bake. It's a very nice atmosphere. Yeah. Can she give
She's going to make, Friday night, she's going to have 80 people. Beautiful. She needs a lot of challahs. Can she let Susan take half Rosh Hashanah, and Samantha will take half Rosh Hashanah, each one will take a piece of challah with a brocha? Can she? So she is a host. She's hosting 80 people, so she needs much more than a shia challah. Can she distribute her large amounts of dough to separate girls, that each one should take challah with a brocha?
Why isn't the same challah yet now? You're teaching them to take less than a shear.
No, no, she'll give them more than a shear. She needs to make 100 pounds of challah, or 50 pounds of challah. There's enough to divide that several people could have a shear challah, but there's one owner. So here the shaila is, you've got one owner, one baal ha-mitzvah. Can you distribute to several people to do the mitzvah? I'll give you a different example. If I've moved into a house, and now I'm making a celebration of Kriyas HaMezuzahs, I have 10 doors, each one has to have a mezuzah. May I honor Yankel to put up a mezuzah with a broche? If Yankel puts up my mezuzahs, he makes a broche. Can I be memana a shliach to put up a mezuzah for me? So that one person I can delegate the mitzvah for this mezuzah. The problem here is I am a baal hamitzvah and I've got 10 mitzvahs which can be covered with one bracha. By distributing it to 10 people, is it a problem of bracha shenatzlicha? Similar to bedikas chometz. It comes the night of Bedikas Chometz. Makna was the Mitzvah.
No, Makna the Challah to each part.
Okay. All right. Just a second. So I've got here Bedikas Chometz. It's the night of Erev Pesach, and I have 10 rooms. So instead of giving out mitzvahs of mezuzahs, it's Bedikas Chometz. Can I have? I say I slept. You know, Erev Pesach. I'm tired. Can I give my 5 boys each one Baruch? You'll be by the cat room with a broche. Each one make a broche. Why? Because there's only one bailim. There's one bailim, there's one owner, and it's not correct to break that down into separate. Yeah? So therefore, that's a problem with the broch. I can give them rufus to be baided, but I have here, I'm creating a inyan of brocha sheinot zvich. Yes?
With challah, when does the mitzvah kick in? When the dough hits the water, when the flour goes,
but
it goes into the oven.
When
does it kick in?
No. When the flour hits the water.
In this case, it's all made into a dough together, isn't it? It just gets a bit of dough to take over
and
put in the oven.
In which case?
I mean, all these cases are the same. Everybody...
What I was describing now was no. There's one hostess. She's making a big event. She's making a Friday night meal for 80 people.
She's making the dough?
She is hosting. She owns this event.
Is she making the dough? Is she actually getting a big shizzle with the flour and the water?
Not necessarily, but it's all one bailus. There's one ownership here.
Why don't you give it to them? It's their flour.
No. They can't take it away. It's remaining here. I'm going to make a big sheva brachas. I'm going to be hosting lots of people, and I make lots of challah. And I get volunteers to help me. But still, there's one ownership here. Right? So, l'chayre, we have our problem. To say that Thursday night, this woman who's hosting these students can distribute Susan do challah on that bowl and Samantha on the other bowl, it's not so posh. They don't do these things. Now there's also this. I get shyless people understanding that there's a whole schoolers in Hafrosh Eschala and they're doing Lezech Leschus. This one, I'm looking here from the halacha perspective. Now I ask the shyless like this: Friday night, every Yiddish shtub, you light they light the Shabbos candles. So you have the shyless. If you have several women sitting at one table, so you're ready, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about this shaila, when you have a mother and her daughters or daughters-in-law, they all want to bench Shabbos licht. Can they all bench Shabbos licht with a brocha? What's the shaila? It's mamish the same shaila. That you have one mitzvah of Shaloya Kotabates of Evan or Taisus Aira, you've got one mitzvah. Is it legitimate to say that Sprinzi will light in this room and Dvoshi will light in the other room, even if in different rooms, never mind at the table? Zelba Shaila. There's one Bailus, there's one Baal HaMitzvah. The host is the father, the mother is a Baal HaMitzvah. In my house, like I have to put up 10 mezuzahs, I have a mitzvah to illuminate my house. There should be oil in my house for Shabbos. Comes along Drosha and Sprinze, they will put light in the kitchen, this one will put light in the lounge. But it's all my mitzvah. No. In my house, I have a mitzvah. What do you mean they have a mitzvah? They have a mitzvah in my house, but my house will have light. So the poyul, the bracha shulchan, it says that minig is that they do make brachas, and it comes under that in addition to the shaloyi koshel beitz of Evan, there's another aspect of Neiros Shabbos, which is toisefes oiro, toisefes simcha. The more, the brighter, the merrier. And therefore, every one of those women whose lighting is contributing to enhancing the mitzvah. That still hasn't solved the problem.
Lights in three different rooms in the house. Where it's needed, shalei kosher. She doesn't make a bracha in each room.
No, of course not, because it's one mitzvah.
Yeah.
And here we're going further. We're saying that we're going to allow several women to make a bracha, and never mind the separate rooms, at the very same table, where we're going to eat our Shabbos meal, there's going to be candles lit by the mother, and by Dvorsha, and by Sprinze. Why? Because each one is adding. And so what if you're adding? So you have a big cake called mitzvah, and I am having a slice, and you're having a slice. So you have your Baal HaMitzvah and Poyul HaMitzvah. And the minhag by Neiros Shabbos is that you allow the Poyul HaMitzvah to make a bracha, even when the Baal HaMitzvah is already making a bracha. How about Bet Kiyah Shofar? How about... It's Netzach Vegan Dem, yeah?
The guests do make their own bracha.
Yes. By Neiros Shabbos, yes.
Yeah.
By Bet Kiyah Shofar, it's been unheard of that we're going to be mechabed Ployni to make a bracha and Lishmerke Oshofar on a Tkiyah, and this one will make a bracha on a Trua, and this one will make a bracha on a Tkiyah. It's unheard of, yeah? What would happen if the Baal Tekeah runs out of steam in the middle of Tkiyas? Another one takes over. Does he make another bracha? So that's a impossible. Alright, so there's a discussion in Poskim. Here it's all the same Shaila. There's a Poyul HaMitzvah and there's a Baal HaMitzvah. If the Baal HaMitzvah has a bracha, do the implementers of that mitzvah, taking sections of it and doing it, do they make a separate bracha? It's all the same
question. Tkiyas run through the Chaim Mitzvah.
It's part. It's components of one mitzvah. They are components of one mitzvah.
All right.
Yeah. So, therefore, so coming back to Susan and Samantha, yeah, can they make separate brachas on? So the yesh al mal ismoich. Yesh al mal ismoich, just like you have a precedent that by Neiros Shabbos, it seems legitimate that one owner of the mitzvah will distribute the carrying out of the mitzvah to several people, and each one will make a separate bracha. So it's not so obgifrek. There is legitimacy. Pardon?
Even though they don't own the challah.
Yes.
The challah isn't yours until you put it in your mouth.
That's correct. So now, Rebbetzin, we have to find a better name for that. Rebbetzin Chana. Yeah, so she has got five bowls full of dough, and that's going to be used for Friday night meal. And now she's got Samantha and Susan, she gives them a bowl each. She could have made all five bowls with one bracha. Instead, she decides to give one bowl to Samantha. There is legitimacy for it. It's not minig, but you have a precedent by Hadlokas Neiros. Als chinuch, als it's a very powerful thing to involve someone in. Yeah, it's more than genoeg. It's a kiyum mitzvah. They are doing an act of mitzvah. And of course, then because on chinuch alone you can't make a brocha for an adult. A child you can make a brocha just for chinuch. An adult. You can only make a bracha with them when they're mekayim a mitzvah. Yeah.
Two things. One is you said that she has to give each of them a shir isa.
Yes.
Yeah, in order they can make a bracha.
Right.
And also she'd have to mafresh those shurim before she makes her bracha, presumably.
L'chayr, they should do her. Or she can have befeirish in mind, I'm only being pointed to this batch, not the other.
Yeah, but she has to separate it beforehand.
Yes, I said there's five separate poles.
Yeah.
You know, for us, it's easy to talk about making 100 pounds of challah in one go. It's getting, shall I say. You need to have small... Now, let's ask a different question. I've had this question of myself. I'm making a large batch of dough, and I'm making a batch of 10 pounds of dough. For this Shabbos, I need 5 pounds. For next Shabbos, I need 5 pounds. Can I put 5 pounds of dough in the freezer, and then next Friday or next Thursday, I'll defrost it, and take challah from the second batch.
Bracha shen esricha. So when we ask you, when does the mitzvah kick in?
And when it's made into a dough.
So then you have to use
nabo. Oh, does an Ibra say that? To say, I'm going to take 10 pounds of dough, and divide it, this 5 pounds this week, and then make another bracha next week, is a bracha shen esricha. It's Ibra say that. Yeah? I'm taking one mitzvah, which I could have been pointed with one bracha, and distributing it, breaking it, that I should make another bracha. Nish b'seder. Alright, we're almost running out of time. One last thing. Can you make one... What happens if you are making two batches of dough, each one less than a shear? Now it's become very popular, gluten-free, spelt, you know, these very typical special diets. And I'm making one kilo of spelt flour and 1 kilo of wheat flour, or the unhealthy stuff, gluten-full. Can I make one, do I have a mitzvah of hafroshes challah when the two doughs are separate minim? I've seen in America, in Brooklyn, a shalom bayis challah. It's got one challah, which has got sections. It's got a gluten, it's got a wholemeal, and it's got a unhealthy shtickel. To make everyone happy.
So, if you make it to the man challah, then yes, you need two separate.
So the halacha is that if you are makbid, that they shouldn't cross-contaminate, then they're not mistarev. But if there's a tolerance, it's okay for them to touch one another, then they are mistarev, then you can make one hafroshes challah for the whole lot. So I'll be going with this. And thank you everyone for listening.